Boy Overboard, written and read by Morris Gleitzman.
Nobody says a word. I realise they're not even looking at me. They're staring at something behind me. Their faces are frozen. Their mouths are open. They're in shock. For a horrible moment, I think it's the government. Soccer isn't officially banned, but the government doesn't like people playing it. I think they're embarrassed that we don't have any international stars here in Afghanistan. I turn and look fearfully at the figure behind us. It's not what I thought. It's not an angry man in black robes with a long beard and an even longer swishing cane. It's something even scarier. A kid in a very familiar dress and headcloth. Baby, I gasp. Eh, croaks Aziz, face slack with amazement. It's your sister. For a moment there's silence except for the wind blowing in off the open desert and the distant sound of someone drilling bomb fragments out of their wall in the village. Bibi has the ball at her feet. She starts dribbling towards us. I want to play, she says. We all back away. No, Musa begs Bibi, you can't. Bibi ignores him. I'm sick of being stuck indoors, she says. I want to play soccer. Come on, you soft lumps of camel poop, tackle me. The others are still backing away and looking at me, and I realise I have to do something. This person putting us all in danger is a member of my family. My first thought is to yell at her. Then I remember she's only 9. 2 years ago I used to get distracted and forget things too. Bibi must have forgotten that girls aren't allowed to leave the house without a parent. She must have forgotten that females have to keep their faces covered at all times out of doors. And it must have slipped her mind that girls playing soccer is completely, totally, and absolutely against the law. Do something, Aziz mutters at me. I open my mouth to remind Bibi about all this, then close it. There's no time for talk. She's only metres away from us now, eyes glinting as she dribbles a ball with her bare feet. If a government official out for a walk in the desert sees this, he'll be slashing us with his cane before I can say she's only 9. And then the government police will come round to our place and drag Mum and Dad off for not controlling their daughter. Tackle her, I say to the others. They stare at me, confused. Get the ball off her, I say. Now they understand. We all lunge at Bibi. Without slowing down, she sidesteps Aziz, weaves past Musa, and flicks the ball between my legs. I can't believe it. She's remembered every single ball skill I've taught her. That's not fair, I yell as I sprint after her. You promised you'd only do soccer in your bedroom. You promised. She ignores me and heads for the goal. Yusuf, uncertain, crouches on the goal line, eyes on the ball. Zoltan has caught up with her. Bibi, he yells, over here, pass. I can't believe it. All Zoltan can think about is getting a shot at goal. Suddenly I don't want Bibi to pass to him. I want her to have a shot herself. Me, screams Zoltan. Bibi ignores him. Without steadying herself or pausing to pull up her skirt, she shoots. It's a great shot, low and hard. Yusuf dives, but the ball scuds past his fingers and hurtles into the rocket crater behind him. Yes, I hear myself yell. Goal for Afghanistan, yells Bibi. Panting, she gives me a proud grin. I grin back.